Create QR code art that looks intentional and still scans. Use QR code Crafter as the reliable QR source for artwork, posters, packaging, stickers, and AI-assisted visuals without sacrificing contrast, quiet zone, or scan testing. QR code art can make a campaign feel more polished, but the QR pattern still has to behave like a machine-readable code. If artwork damages the modules, quiet zone, contrast, or final size, the design can look good and still fail in production. QR code. Crafter focuses on reliable static QR exports that can be placed into artwork. Generate the QR code first, choose the right file format, then design around the code instead of asking an image tool to redraw or distort it. Use this guide for illustrated posters, product packaging, event signage, stickers, menus, business cards, social graphics, and AI-generated backgrounds where the QR code needs to remain scannable. Keep the QR pattern intact. Decorate around the code, frame it, or add a controlled center logo, but do not warp, blur, repaint, or fragment the modules. Design around the quiet zone. Leave a clear margin around the QR code after the final crop, poster layout, package die line, or social graphic export. Test the final artwork. Scan the finished PDF, image export, mock-up, print proof, or place design from the real viewing distance before publishing. QR code art decisions, illustrated background. Place a high contrast QR code on top of the artwork with a clean quiet zone. Letting texture, gradients, or image noise run through the QR modules. AI-generated visual. Generate the art separately, then insert the exported QR code as a protected layer, prompting the image model to invent or repaint a QR code pattern. Brand logo. Use high error correction and a simple centered logo that covers only a small area, adding oversized marks, transparent overlays, or busy artwork inside the data region. Color styling. Use strong foreground-background contrast and test dark mode or low-light viewing. Using low-contrast pastels, inverted colors, metallic ink, or glare-prone finishes without proofing. Print artwork. Export SVG, PDF, or EPS, and scan the final production proof, upscaling a small screenshot or compressed preview inside design software. Campaign reporting. Encode a UTM-tagged URL before generating the static QR artwork, expecting decorative QR art to provide scan analytics by itself. Safe QR art workflows. Start with a verified static QR asset, then protect it while the surrounding artwork changes. Generate the QR code first. Confirm the destination. Choose high error correction when adding a logo, and export the code in the format needed by the design workflow. Use vector files for production art SVG, PDF, and EPS preserve sharp module edges when the QR code is resized for posters, packaging, signage, decals, and print layouts. Place art around the scan target. Use illustrations, frames, backgrounds, and calls to action around the QR code while keeping the data modules and quiet zone clean. Keep a plain fallback export archive, the undecorated SVG or PDF master, so the campaign can be reprinted if the artistic version fails proofing. Where QR code art works best, use stronger artwork when the scan context gives people enough time, distance, and lighting to aim their camera. Posters and event signage pair the QR code with a short call to action, high contrast, and enough physical size for the expected viewing distance. Packaging and labels. Keep the QR code clear of folds, seams, foil, glossy glare, trim marks, and curved surfaces that can reduce readability. Menus, cards, and handouts. Small formats need simpler styling, a readable label, and a final scan test after the card or menu export is compressed. Digital graphics use PNG, WebP, or SVG for web and social placements, then preview at the final display size instead of only at full resolution. QR code. Art preflight checklist. Verify the payload before any artwork is created. Use high error correction when a logo or artwork overlaps the QR code. Keep the quiet zone clear after crop, bleed, and layout placement. Use strong contrast between modules and background. Export SVG, PDF, or EPS for print and production design workflows. Avoid screenshots, repeated compression, blur, distortion, and image model repainting. Scan the final exported artwork on multiple phones before publishing. Keep a plain QR master file with the campaign notes. Make QR code art in 3 steps. Create the reliable QR asset. Generate the static QR code with the final destination, colors, error correction, and export format. Place it into artwork. Add illustration, brand elements, frames, labels, and calls to action around the QR code while protecting the scan area. Proof the finished design, scan the final PDF. Image, print proof, or packaging mock-up at the real size and distance before launch. Can I make AI QR code art with QR Code Crafter? QR Code Crafter does not redraw QR codes as AI artwork. Use it to generate the reliable QR asset. Then place that file into AI-assisted artwork while preserving contrast, module edges, and quiet zone. Why does QR code art sometimes fail to scan? QR art fails when the design damages module edges, removes the quiet zone, lowers contrast, makes the code too small, or compresses the final export. Always test the finished artwork. What file format is best for QR code art? Use SVG, PDF, or EPS when the QR code will be resized in design software or printed. Use PNG, JPG, or WebP for fixed-size digital artwork and previews. Can QR code art include a logo? Yes. Keep the logo simple and centered, use high error correction, preserve a clean quiet zone, and scan the final artwork after the logo is placed. Can QR code art track scans? The artwork itself does not track scans. Encode a UTM-tagged URL or a destination you control if you need reporting in your own analytics tools.